Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. Got any weekend plans yet? Well, how does dancing in a mountain meadow by a sparkling river to world-class blues sound? The 10th Annual New River Blues Festival 2012 is making your blues fantasy a reality this Sunday, September 2nd at the River House Inn in beautiful Grassy Creek, North Carolina, on the shores of the New River. Gates open at noon, the music starts at 1, and it'll be performed live by world-renowned, Grammy-nominated Piedmont blues giant John D. Holman, Blues Hall of Fame master blues artist Chick Willis, Mac Arnold, Sandra Hall, and more, including my guest today, New River Blues Festival directors Penny Queen Bees Amagne and Rob Hound Dog Baskerville. Together, they formed the King Bees, and they've been stinging and swinging for 25 years with the likes of blues legends Bo Diddley, Carrie Bell, B.B. King, Nappy Brown, and many others. We're sampling from last year's King Bees release titled Carolina Bound.
What we have vowed to do and what is our mission with New River Blues Festival is to present the real deal, authentic luminaries and lifeblood of the blues, because our true African-American blues elders are leaving us at an alarming rate now. You know, people think about them as, you know, memories, but there are so many who are still alive and making great music and making their living at it. And so we don't bring in the young, blonde, hair-tossing blues rocker. That's not for us. Generally, the folks we bring have long, illustrious histories. They have traveled internationally. They are considered extremely important historically and culturally in the blues tradition, and that's what we're all about.
Henry Wabaw.
I can't think of an artist in the group that speaks to that more than John D. Holman. I mean, the Piedmont, patriarch of Piedmont blues. And in watching John D. play, I mean, I can't even describe the naturalness of his playing, the command of the instrument, the rhythm. How do you describe it?
But you just did. The naturalness. He's been doing that for 70 years, probably, you know, and he's learned these songs 70 years ago, a lot of them, and has just played them since then. And it could be a house party, or it could be, you know, at Lincoln Center or somewhere like that. It's going to be the same integrity throughout the performance.
And, you know, although I know that he listened to many records as a young man, he also came up in the culture and the traditions that were all around him starting in his early youth. He was hearing this music. It was not just turn on the radio or put a disc on to listen to it and to mimic it. It was an integral part of the scene in which he was growing up, and the people around him who were musicians and buck dancers. And so it was a whole atmosphere that was feeding him and from which he developed this great naturalness.
Well, I looked out my window, wished I had my gun. Come on, imitator pack.
My thanks to Penny Queen Bees Amagne and Rob Hound Dog Baskerville, the co-directors of the New River Blues Festival. This year marks the 10th anniversary of bringing the luminaries and lifeblood of blues to the heart of rural Appalachia. New River Blues Festival 2012 is this Sunday, September 2nd, at the River House Inn in beautiful Grassy Creek, North Carolina, on the shores of the New River. Gates open at noon with live music from 1 to 6, performed by world-renowned, Grammy-nominated Piedmont blues giant John D. Holman, Blues Hall of Famer Chick Willis, Mac Arnold, Sandra Hall, the King Bees, and more. 5 full hours of hot blues in the cool mountains. Advance tickets are $15, $18 at the door, and you'll find links to more information on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. And you can hear Penny and Rob live in Studio A this Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock during Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today.